All right, well, if anybody needs to figure out transportation still, but talk to me, Romy. And housing, I'll be in touch. Exactly. Who's staying where? All right. Good. Should be fun. Looking forward to it. So let's start today.
By the way, Romy, I can get a ride back with you tonight.
Well, you're joking, right?
Well, I am joking, but also I don't have any.
You don't have what?
I don't have any obligation.
I don't have a car here.
Oh, I'll take the Amtrak.
Definitely book a train.
Stop.
So let's start. I want to go back for a second to the Ainbury Road discussion, and then we'll move forward into the Sugya. All within Lishma still. So everybody remember the discussion on Chavdal Rambam base about Lichtov Leiza Sheretza Garish Bo? What was the din there? And Gittin? What was the halacha, Rami? So the get seems to be possible. And the Gemara sources that in Ein Brera. Because we don't hold the Brera. Now it's a little more complicated. If you notice, for example, the Rambam in Gerushin Gimel Dalid, which I'm highlighting right now, what does he say about that case? Leiza Sheretza Garishbo. Suffolk Gerushin. Suffolk Migurashas. So the Ran and other Rishonim, other Mefarshim explaining the Rambam, try to justify why it's Suffolk Migurashas. And what's the answer that they give? Ned? Yeah, that's it's actually, let's put it in more general terms, it's actually not so clear how we pass in Lamaskana on the Yesh Breira, Ein Breira question in all cases. And it's maybe we'll pass in Yesh Breira Lechumra in some cases that are Midrabanan. So the Ran says that's the reason why the Rambam Paskin that it's only Suffolk Midrashas. Because we're going to hold at least for at least Lechumra Yesh Breira for maybe Drabana, maybe for Daraisas. And actually, even Ran himself, he says, Yesh Lama David Drabana and Yesh Breira. Mashma de Maida Minu David Daraisa, Ein Breira, Hanamishum de Lachumra, Ein Breira, Valakula Vade Lormina de Ein Breira. So the question of Breira is not fully settled halachically. Therefore, we should be Machmir. And if we're Machmir, then because the Gemara says this depends on Ein Breira, we should actually go Lachumra here. And say it's only Suffolk Megureshas. So the key point about the Rambam, so the Rambam takes that line in the Gemara of Kasavar Ein Brera seriously, meaning this case depends on the independent discussion of Brera. We saw that Tosos disagrees with that. Tosos holds, and get him Chavdalim Abbas, what's the Re's position? Yeah, even the Mandamar holds Yesh Breira would concede over here that this is a special din in Lishma, that you can't retrofit a Lishma backwards into the get. In order for a get to be considered Lishma, it has to be Mevurar Bisha Saksiva that he's writing it for the wife that he wants to divorce. So the Gemara is saying, the way Tosus understands, the way that Re understands this is that we have a different standard for Lishma than we have for Brera issues in general. And I take that to mean that the concept of Lishma is that the get has to be definitively written for the wife that he wants to divorce. Right? There's like a certain level of certitude, definiteness that has to be present in order for the get to be kosher.
That really has nothing to do with Brera. That's just the requirement of Lishma, it's guided with Brera.
Correct. Meaning, The meta methodological issue that I think underlies Tosos is the Gemara throws around these terms loosely. So when the Gemara says Kasavar Ein Breira, it's not clear if that means the Sugya of Breira, or it just means that you can't gerrymander in Lishma retroactively. And it uses terms that might send you off to the Sugya Breira, but it's coincidence. As Rambam would say in Marna Buchim, it's a homonym. Yeah, sad, but it's a homonym, meaning it's just like the Torah itself, right? It all, these words have, they sound the same way, but they mean different things. All right? But that's the Rambam reads it, meaning, oh, the Gemara says, Kasevere in Brera, the Gemara is telling us something about the Sugya Brera. And Tosfos reads it as saying, no, like the Gemara is telling us something specific about Lishma and Gittin. It uses terms that evoke the Sugya Brera, but it's not actually appealing to it. Good. Maybe. Any questions on that debate? Zeb?
Is it possible to read, to understand the re as reading the Gemara as in Brera, I mean, like Brera that doesn't apply here? Or
exactly. It doesn't sound that way. Meaning, I think it'd be an awkward reading of the phrase "im kasaber im brera."
Yeah.
And if you read Tosis himself, Tosis says, "Veomeri dafilu man de saber ba'alma yesh brera hachamoda mishum de v'kasav la lishma mashma shehim evur mishas k'siva." It just sounds like he's saying, like, everybody would agree in this sugya that Brera can help you.
Can't help you.
Right. Is that a version of what you were saying?
I mean, yeah.
There's no Brera in this sugya.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, this sugya is an exception to Brera.
But that doesn't mean to be like
homonym?
Yeah. It's not a homonym. Like, I don't think that Brera applies here basically
in Brera. Correct. Right. I think you could read that.
Okay.
He holds there's no Brera here.
Yeah.
I mean, that another way of putting it is that Brera itself is a sugya specific question. And within this area of halacha, within this subject matter, there's no Brera. Yeah, you could read it that way. I think that's the same as saying what I said earlier, which is that when the Gemara says Ein Brera, it's not poskening a shas sugya of Yesh Brera or Ein Brera. It's basically saying this sugya is not relevant to that discussion. Okay. Let's make one other general point here before we get into the Toface and Toref discussion. Top of page 6. So we've been discussing the relationship between the Lishem Habal Ligaresh as Ishto and the separability thesis of Lishma, Lishmo, and Lishem Gerishim. I want to probe that a little further about the relationship between the different Lishmas. So if you look here in the Levush, Simon Kuflam et al, if anybody knows who the Levush is, I gave you a little bio. Spire looks like he knows who the Levush is.
Yeah.
See it on your face. Tell us about the Levush quickly.
Tom Lopak of Arama, a big well in Poland and other places. And he wrote a middle ground between the
Yeah, Talmud of the Ramah, and everyone's trying to codify the halachos. Beis Yosef was too long, Shulchan Aruch was too short, so the Levush was looking for the sweet spot in between. And you have a lot of Mefarshim. He's basically writing an alternative to the Shulchan Aruch, a more robust Shulchan Aruch. A lot of Mefarshim wrote commentaries on the Levush. It's one of those things where if you think of an alternative history, Pesach Halacha could have been dominated by the Levush, or like just like it could have been dominated by the Marshal. We ended up with the Shulchan Aruch, but you know, had the Levush have had a better publicist or something, we would have been dominated by the Levush world.
Or been more correct.
Well, or had he been more correct?
Right.
Do you think so?
That's what I've heard from. Where they even teach a lot of this issue of the Bush, the Bach, and the Marshall are the most quoted and least agreed with.
Yeah, why are they least agreed with?
For compelling reasons in each and every case.
Ah.
It doesn't invalidate their status.
Right.
They're worth addressing. Would that mean
And they just got it wrong in most cases. That's the.
In the cases where they deviate from it.
Got it. So the Levush here in Simon Kuflam et al. Sif Aleph talks about the dinim of Lishma. What's that?
On that note.
So tell us what he says here. What's the Levush doing here? He's trying to figure out what's bothering him in this sort of discussion.
Is where is the source for the requirement of Lishmo, for Shleim Baal?
Right.
only one drasha in the Pasuk about Lal Lishma. And okay, then we get a shame ish from that. Where do you get a shame ish?
Right. Now, from our Gemara, actually, it does sound, when I saw our Gemara, I mean our Gemara that we've been reading about, that Mishnah on that Sugya, it does sound as if there's a drasha of Vikasa, that it has to be the Shem Abal. Well, Bush recognizes that, but I guess it doesn't strike him as prominent as the drasha of Lishma, Lishema Isha. So what does he say here?
He
says, V'kivin shehikbet
ha-kasav.
Yeah, so he cites the din of Lishma, Lishema Isha. That he thinks is uncontroversial, that's established. Go on. Yeah, I mean, maybe it's because of arguments like this that we don't paskin like the Levush, but number one, he seems to say that it's only Dindra Banan, the Lashem Abal. The Torah is makar on the Shema Isha, and once the Torah is makar on the Shema Isha, then Chazal said that Huadin, that's got to be the Lashem Abal. And whether he means that Chazal found Adel Reis the basis for the Shema Baal, or he thinks that Chazal extended it, it's not clear, right? And the Maishna argument, I mean, that to me, that's just that's a terrible argument, right? What do you mean, Maishna? The get is nichtav for the Isha, it's her sefer krisos. It's not obvious that, like, why would you think that the Shema Baal and the Shema Isha would be equated? Now, I can answer that question. I mean, you could say, if you think that Lishma is about the krisos between them, it takes a husband, takes two to tango, right? It takes two to have a gerushin. So you're thinking there's one concept of Lishma, it's Lishma Baal Garish Sishto. So if you have Lishma Isha, who then you have Lishma Baal, something along those lines. But without that, I mean, it's a very strange statement to just assume that if the Torah requires Lishma Isha, who then you require Lishma Ish. But then he wants to motivate it, so he says, Bod.
It's a different reason, but oh, the Kasa, Uba Asmamai. So from the word of Kasa, the Gemara hanging it on,
right.
It implies that the Baal himself is writing it, which is out of the law. Which is Koso, Hare Vadai, who Koso the Shem Asmo, Shigarish Bro the Fisha.
So what's the rule about Vadai?
No evidence,
right. And here it's a great example. What do you mean? Ukshu Koso, Hare Vadai, Koso the Shem Asmo, Magarish Bro? That's Ishta? What is that? A husband can't be writing the get just l'shem his wife without having any l'shema for himself? I guess he's thinking... like,
well, married him.
What?
It's kind of implied.
That what?
That if he's writing a get for his wife, he's writing a get for himself.
Do you think so? Yeah? He's saying there's no way to write a get to divorce his wife.
Without involving himself.
Well, why is that different than saying when the super writes it for the wife to get divorced, he's implicating the husband willy nilly? Right? Isn't he?
They say the sofa doesn't like completely know the husband's thoughts or whatever. But the husband can't not completely know his own thoughts
and leave.
So if you know yourself and you know that you want to get divorced, then by definition, the get is L'shem Isha. Is L'shem Isha, sorry?
Yeah.
The Chiddush, no? You're saying just having the Das Gerushin, that automatically creates the Lishma of the get? Is that your...
The Das Gerushin is that you make it for your wife.
So, Kishahu Kosovo, when you write it for yourself, Hare Vadai Hu Kosovo L'shem Atzmo She Garish Bo As Ishto. All right, that's how you understand it also?
I understood it more along the lines of option two, Yushima Go, kind of like that the Lashima Isha is not the same thing as Lashima Isha. Lashima Isha is like identifying.
Right.
Lashima Isha is much more kind of holistic. Like, I get the shame.
This guy wants a divorce, but right. Right. That's consistent with my diak in the first part of the Levush, where he says Demaishna. Sort of consistent. Where he's saying, like, if you think you have to have a target Lishma of the wife, then you also have to have a Lishma about who's divorcing her. But even though your point, I take it, is that they're different Lishmas, right?
Yeah,
like,
I think actually in the second one, you're moving away from that.
Interesting. I'm not sure. I want to think about that. But you think in the second half, he's saying that Sarah Flakosu, Kadisha, Yigari, that were built into him wanting this woman to get divorced. And why is that not true also for a sofer? Kobe, you're trying to sneak out.
I'm not sneaking anyway.
You texted me? Do you guys think Kobe texted me?
He did tell me that he texted you.
He did text me. The question is, what did he say in the text? I didn't realize it was a Tuesday schedule. I made a meeting. Blah, blah. Obviously, if one is better time for shiur, I'll reschedule it.
I'll try to reschedule.
Oh. Okay, fine. I'm in. All right, so we'll let you out, Kobe. You want to stay a little longer? Okay. Sorry, you were saying?
I'm not sure.
But why is this unique to the Baal writing the get? Vim kein gam shakoso acher tsarich shehe bishlichuso dishlucho kimoso v'tsarich likoso kidei sheyegarish bo hamishaleach es ishto v'zeh lishmo. Notice when he does say this second line, it is that holistic. It is the option to integrate the lishma, where it's I'm writing this so that this husband could divorce his wife, right? Not just Stam, that he's writing it with shame, with shame Abal. I don't know how you get this out of the fact that the Iker Ksiva, the Ksiva Sabal.
Yeah,
right? See, Tosos, the way Tosos has it is the exact opposite direction of the Labush. Tosos has it that you need the husband to be the Megaresh, you need Sibwe Abal, and therefore you need. Sorry, Tosus has it is you need Lishma so that you have Tzibuy Abal. Correct? You can only have the Chasav Habal if the get is written Lishem the Baal. Am I right about that characterization, Tosus?
Which
Tosus? The Tosin in the last year, but Stam Yishal Abligarishin Amedes. And therefore, you need the lishma to make her omed legerishin. Sound right? The Levush is saying no, because there's dinah b'chasav that the husband's the one who's writing the get. So you could infer from there that he would automatically have lishma. So too, when somebody else is writing the get, they have to have that same lishma. So I think it's a very strange jump. Okay, but you guys, we can think about that more. But big picture, what you could take out of this Levush is that he's struggling to understand what's the basis for the Lishma of the Lashem HaBaal. He may even think that's Drabanan, even while he concedes that the Lashem HaIsha is Meikar HaDin, that's uncontroversial, and that's probably a clear Din Daraisa. You can see even in the next line, he says, go ahead, Zachariah, Imlo Kasva Lishma.
Imlo Kasva Lishma in Get.
That implies that it's only the Lashem Aisha that makes it Eino Get. What happens if it's not Lishmo? Would it also be Eino Get, or would it just be Puzzle? Anybody else have his view? Sounds to me like he thinks the Eino Get is limited to a case where it's not Lashem Aisha, which is consistent with thinking that one's Daraisa and one's Dravana. Okay. Great. Now let's move to Gemara Gittin Chavav Mid Aleph. Here the main question is, what is the parts of the get that have to be written in the Shema? Correct? What do we see already on this front in the first parak? In the Fonei Nechta discussion? Josh? Ksiva versus Chasima, correct. Three Machlokas, Rabbi who and who? Rabbi Huda, he thinks you need both, or Meir, who thinks you just need Chasima, and then Rabbi Elazar, who requires just Ksiba, correct? Maybe Chasima is complicated, but based off Mizuyach Mitocha, but the Pashup Shad, he just requires the Ksiba Lishma for Elazar. So we have a Mishnah on Chavav Amid Aleph. What does the Mishnah say? Who had a chance to look and prepare this Mishnah? Ezra? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Go for it. Page 6 on the source sheet. Kosev Topse Gitin. And what are Topse Gitin?
Just like the generic stuff.
You're right. You're writing the. What? The boilerplate, the form of get. Right? So you leave out the Makam Ish, Makam Ish, Makam Azman.
Right, the Torah.
The Torah. Is this a chiddush to you, this statement of the Rav Tanakama?
Depends. Yeah, I mean.
Why is it a chiddush to you?
The idea that you don't, that you can rewrite the.
Oh, sounds like there's a chiddush here that you can at least write some of it. Shalol Lishma. So it sounds like a Tanakam is limiting Lishma to specific clauses of the get. Correct? To me, that sounds like a chiddush. The whole get doesn't have to be written Lishma. Then the Gemara, the Mishnah goes on. Shtari milve, tzar shiniach makam amalve, makam alove, go on. Good. Now the Mishnah says, what's the reason for this? Now, who didn't prepare the Mishnah? Anybody else? Who didn't prepare the Mishnah? Okay, good. So of the group who didn't prepare the Mishnah, what's ambiguous about Mipnei HaTakana? Well, what's the Takana? Okay, that's ambiguity number one. But that's true. Well, so what's the Takana? But ambiguity number two? No. Is Mipnei HaTakana...
More restrictive, less restrictive.
Yeah, is it more restrictive or less restrictive? Was the Takana here to tell you L'chumra or L'kula? Meaning, was the Takana here to tell you that Maker Adin, the whole get, has to be written L'shma, but Mipnei HaTakana were Mekel on the Tofes? Or the opposite? Maker Adin, none of the get has to be written L'shma, but we're Machmir on Makom Ha'ish, Makom Ha'ish, and Makom Hazman. We just don't know, right? The Mishnah tells us a legal statement. So you have two questions. What's Takana, number one? And number two, when the Mishnah cites the Takana as the basis for the ruling, is that Lamait o Larabos? Is that coming to be Machmir on Mokum Isha Uzman, or is it coming to be Mika on the rest of the get? Good? Josh?
Yeah. In context, it definitely seems, and I prepared this yesterday, not today, so I'm only remembering this vaguely. But in context, it seems to me, and I believe this is correct, that that it's saying that the Takana is that you're able to write a generic document and then fill it in later.
So we'll see. It sounds like they're confusing the Gemara about what the Takana is.
Well, what's the reason why you want to do that?
Okay, so there's, I mean, saying the question why.
You're saying, it sounds like you think that Mikra Din, you should have to do the whole thing Lishma.
Yeah.
And okay. Takana was to allow us to
do this like generic film.
Blanks. Okay, so let's see what the Gemara says. Do you prepare the Gemara or just the Mishnah?
I prepared a bunch of the Gemara.
You can read it if you want.
Go ahead, Ezra. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Huda post Alba Kulan.
Post Alba Kulan, in that you can't do the right Tofes of the Torah.
Good. So Rabbi Huda says you can't write boilerplate language for any of these staros. Correct? And Rabbi Lazar disagrees. What does he say? Rabbi Lazar's like Rabbi Huda, just he distinguishes between.
Instead, you could do it by all staros. Just by getting, you can't do it.
Right. He's like a Rita?
No. In terms of in get, yes, but not in staros alone, I think.
Right. I mean, he just distinguishes between get and staros.
Right, but fundamentally, his he thinks that you can't do it. This is supposed to fundamentally review the things. Sorry, Rabbi Lazar thinks fundamentally you can write to base. As
a story, you can't. You just think there's a special thing, I get it. Well, let me put it this way. For Gittin, they're in agreement. right? They're in Gittin, they're in agreement that you cannot pre-write any of the get, correct? So for us, we're learning Masechet Gittin, let's assume that they're in agreement. So it's Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar think that none of the get can be prefab. The Tanakama thinks that you could pre-write the boilerplate language as long as you leave out the Makom Isha, Makom Isha, and Makom Azman. Yes? Benji, am I right?
Yeah.
Good. What's up, Tani?
Fresh cut. Thank you.
Like, fresh in the last 35 minutes?
Yeah. One thing I'm going to sit out the shower.
I understand. I understand. So we have Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yehuda here against the Tanakama. What's the disagreement about? We'll see in a second. How do we paskin on this? It's not so clear how we paskin. We'll see in a moment how we paskin. Maybe Rabbi Elazar. Somebody showed him the Ramban, paskin's like Rabbi Elazar. Okay. But I want us to now see two things in the Gemara. Number one is I want us to examine what's the basis for the different rulings here. Number two, I want us to get a sense of whatever basis the Gemara appeals to, what does that tell us about the Gemara's various considerations regarding Lishma and the Kashrus of the Get? Like, you'll see that there seem to be these variety of different considerations that the Gemara brings to play in analyzing this Mishnah. So I want us to try to figure out, like, why are those significant reasons to modify the dinim of Ksiva Saget. Okay? So before we look at the Gemara itself, what are some of the explanations, principles the Gemara appeals to in explaining this Mishnah? Josh?
A way to help the sofer that he can,
Good, helping the sofer. We're worried about the parnasa of the sofer. You want him to be able to manage his practice efficiently. And it's inefficient if he has to wait to start writing until somebody shows up. Correct? You can imagine the same thing with Ksiva Sefer Torah. Kisvu lechem es ashira azos. So you have a chiyuv to write a Sefer Torah. Let's say you were to say that you're not yotzei the mitzvah unless the sofer doesn't start writing until you tell him to start writing a Sefer Torah for you and you give him a down payment. That'd be really inefficient, right? Because that means the sofer is like sitting there wasting all his time until somebody hires him. But if you said, hey, the sofer could start writing the Sefer Torah whenever, and as long as you write him a check at the end, that's enough to say that Kisvu lechem es ashira azos, then you've made the Sefer Torah writing process much more efficient. So by analogy, for Gittin also, if the sofer could write a get and have it prefab, then he'll be available to fill in the names when you need to get divorced. Much more efficient than saying that he can't start until you commission him.
Hey, there's something that's really exciting about you.
Sure.
If a sofer never, it's always
Hani could get a haircut before shir and shower. During shir, you could ask a side question in shir.
If a sofer like never writes,
since the antecedent is false, then Hani shouldn't be getting a haircut and shower and shir. Then you shouldn't be asking your question either. So.
If a sofer does, no, I'm just gonna not
ask. That's good.
Yeah. I'll talk about it.
So let's look at Rashi for a second here. Rashi comments on this Mishnah. Let's see, why is something a kosev topse gittin? So go ahead, Ezra. Shesoferhu.
Shesoferhu benotos are the rotsa shiyum zmanim lo pami she'adam balas oro utaru b'shar zacher. They want to have them ready for when people want them.
Yeah, because he's working on other things. He's working on Sefer Torah, he's working on fill-in. So he wants to have some time free. So might as well write this get now. So if somebody comes, he doesn't have to drop his other work to write a whole get. Correct? It probably takes like an hour, a half hour, 45 minutes to write a get, depending on how big the sofer is.
How long would it take you?
It would take me a long time.
You're right.
Well,
you're right.
No. For this reason. So the Rashi here tells us that this is about the sofer trying to save money. So actually, niyach mokam ayish. Yeah, what do you make of this?
I didn't mean it.
Okay. This is a very fascinating Rashi, right?
Sounds like it's Lishma.
Well?
Sounds like it's Lishma from the Sofer.
Well, notice, we're trying to say, Tzaruf Shayaniach Makom Ha'ish Makom Ha'isha.
He's still doing it for the sake of... Like, it sounds like the problem is the fact that it's the Sofer doing it, not the fact that it's not
Lishma. Well, why does Rashi say Shayam? What?
He's doing it for the sake of their divorce group.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? So he's saying... What's Rashi saying here?
He said, if you let them write the Torah, if he would just, if he just sees like a couple, you know, fighting, then he'll just write again for the guys.
So if you were to do that, would the get be kosher?
So, no.
Why not?
There's no tibor at all. Or unity. That is not, it's not. All right, there's no tibor.
What?
You're just writing it. You see a fight between them, you're just like, okay, they look like they should get divorced. So you write them again.
So what's sufficient here?
I mean, the Tzibui Habal.
What?
The Tzibui Habal.
The Tzibui Habal. So you see a couple fighting. Shimra Tagar B'neim, the sober shouldn't just write the get. He's lacking the Tzibui Habal.
Maybe you could say, oh, if then the Baal comes like, oh, I want a get, then maybe you could just give him this get. I think maybe that's the solution.
So what do you think is deficient here?
The Tzibui Habal.
And what's deficient about not having a Tzibui Habal?
Well, according to the Rosh, you know, the Rambam, that's all part of Lishma.
Yeah, it's a deficiency in Lishma.
Is that what you wanted to say?
Yes. Why is it a deficiency in Lishma? Here he's writing, isn't the Sofer writing in this case L'shem Ha'ish? He's writing L'shem Ha'isha, and he's also writing L'shem Gerusheyen. Correct?
Yeah, but it'd be crazy to say that.
He saw them fighting.
That someone else could write a get without any consent from...
Maybe the Sofer can't divorce her, but why can't he prepare the get for the husband?
And then afterwards, once the husband comes to ask him, why wouldn't he be kosher?
Yeah, why wouldn't the get be kosher? So what's wrong? Why? Like, what's... See, Rashi threw in Imroa Tagar Beneim. If you just read the Mishnah, you would think the Mishnah is talking about a case where... This guy just decided to write a get for random people, didn't have anybody in mind. He just guessed.
Why is that any worse? Meaning, why is that?
Because you get this, you could have read the Mishnah saying this is just like the case of Sofer Akasav L'Islamid.
I just mean, aren't those equally big? It's not really much less hidden to say that, saw them fighting and slowing down, right? The point is, you need to be a vow, you need something like that, or you don't. If you don't, then yeah, even if he just wrote it, stop. So if you're willing to accept, if you're willing to allow him to write a get when he's even fighting, then probably crazy to allow him to write a get, just, you know.
Stop.
Like in the,
I understand that.
Yeah, stop. Or the gift shop, that's the name of the people.
But here he's actually writing it for this couple. I mean, in the gift shop, you might say, oh, he's writing it for some generic Avraham who's divorcing a generic Sarah. There's no particular couple that he has in mind. He's not writing for their krisas. Here it's like, I saw it. It's like they have these guys, these therapists who say that they could sit down with you for 1 minute and they'll know whether you have a good relationship, bad relationship, whether you're going to get divorced. No?
No,
you know what I'm talking about? What? Sita Shereva.
His book about the video software where they record couples talking for 5, 10, or 15 minutes and they break down like their like microsecond reaction face expressions, and their computer is a software that turns every like face expression that it changes on a like microsecond basis into a number. And then based on their like scale of numbers that they made, they break down the conversation into like microseconds of different reactions, and then that's supposed to represent their emotions. And based on that, they determine with like 15-minute conversation, 95, they're laughing, but with the 15-minute conversation, they have a 95% accuracy over whether or not the couple breaks up or gets divorced in like the next 5 years.
That's not what I was talking about, but you get the point. You get the same idea. So this guy, let's just say this Sofer is that. He sees this couple, he sees them fighting, and he knows they're about to get divorced.
Yeah.
So he writes a get, L'shem Baal, L'shem Isha, and L'shem Gershain. So why is that not Lishma?
Why does he need to fight then in that case? And why can't he just look at two people and just...
In a Hanami. Right, in a Hanami. I guess it's just his bet. He sees a fight, and that's like why he's getting investing.
Like, experience. Like, why might as well get a job on it, right?
Yeah,
so I want to know what's wrong with this, right? So I'm saying what's deficient here? So in the last year, we spoke about this idea that Stam Yisha is Lav L'Gerishin Omedes, and that there's no such... L'Shem Gerishin doesn't mean... It doesn't mean for the purpose of this couple's divorce. L'Shem Gerishin means that there's... You're giving expression to the husband's das legareish ishto, correct? You're writing it for the husband who decided to divorce his wife. There's no l'shem gerushin separate from that. Meaning the l'shma doesn't mean l'shem, the concept of divorce in the Torah, nor does it mean l'shem, the divorce of this couple. Right. L'shem Gerishin means that there's a das habal legaresh, and the sofer is now giving expression, reification to that das habal legaresh in the written get. And without it, you can't have lishma, because there is no chalos of Gerishin that exists yet antecedent to the das habal legaresh. Let me give an analogy to this from a different sugya. Does everybody get everybody see the distinction between those ideas?
I just have a quick question.
Yeah,
that doesn't necessarily prove of the Rosh or the Ramban, right, that it's the same din as the same din as Lishma, which means that that's also, you know, everyone agrees that you need to see what. Right, your point, you wanted to say that it's... You want to say they're all one thing, as all of them.
I think it's probably best to distinguish between the two things. Let's... One is the separation versus non-separation.
It's not.
What? Speedy here, no?
All right.
The separation versus non-separation. So, i.e., no. Baal plus Isha plus Teresa versus...
I didn't think it was divorce separation.
Yeah. No. Versus...
Separation of the Shema.
The shame, Habal, Amigarish, as Ishto. Actually, I should be more precise and say L'shem Habal Ligarish Es Ishto Bonus. This is the separation question, right? Meaning, is L'shma hitting three separate elements, or is it hitting like the Das Habal, like this L'shem Habal Ligarish Ishto? That's what we discussed with the Rebukhamstein thing, and we'll see something else about this in a second. This is one issue. We can even distinguish this issue from number two. This is one type of question, right? Within the non-separation, yeah, two varieties of non-separation. In other words, two types of this. Yes. One is literally what I wrote here. So type A, the shame Habal, phony, ligarish, ishta plonis. In Rashi's case, do you have that? No.
The silver is doing it.
But you do have the shame about pony the guy who's opponents. And the silver is writing it for Mr. So and so to divorce his wife, Mrs. So and so. Well,
yeah, you don't have
But you have this with shame.
Yeah.
correct? So it satisfies, I mean, it satisfies the non-separation theory, option two from the last time we were in this classroom. But Rashi is saying that there's still something deficient, correct? So what's deficient here? What's really deficient is that the lishma is not just about capturing the purpose of the get, as like the get is for this purpose, but the lishma is actually supposed to capture the das, the ratzon, the das habal garish. That's the significance of the lishma, and that's what the Gemara in Zvachim is getting at. It's sam yisho la garish hametas, and the only thing that can make her lishim garishin is that whatever there is das habal garish, like there's some antecedent process of garish that's already been triggered. Do I see that? So the two types of non-separation lishma is that it captures the husband's das, the divorce, his wife. You see, these are different. These are different types of non-separation. Okay, so the lishma here is that it's the lishem, the baal who wants to divorce his wife. In other words, that's what the lishma has to capture.
Yeah, the first one was just that divorcing his wife with his hand.
Lishem the baal to divorce his wife. But the nafkamina is in a case where the baal doesn't have any das lagarish. So if you take this Rashi here, Rashi is basically telling us that there's a chisaron in the shema if the husband doesn't yet have das lagarish. Yeah? Let me just motivate this and I'll take questions on this. So skip ahead for a second on the source sheet to page 12. Just look at this Gemara in Yevamos, and then Beis Amud Aleph, and then Beis Amud Beis. Anybody learn Yevamos here at some point? Well, did you learn Yevamos at some point?
Yeah. I just didn't hear what you said.
Yeah. So let's see. So let's get a volunteer just to read this Gemara in Yevamos for a second. Ezra, you've been doing a great job so far.
Okay, Mar Rami Bar Kama. Alright, Amru F.
Jealous?
We saw this in Shir.
What?
I think we saw this in Shir earlier this week.
For Gay Yashan.
Yeah.
You said it earlier this week.
This year.
Maybe you feel that.
So Mar Rami Bar Kama. Hari Amru.
Amar F. It's still not a concept.
Lavlo. Yeah.
So get our associated with
right, it's a tzivoy.
I understand. It's Lashon. Okay.
Where do you have that in the Megillah? Sorry, not in the Megillah. Where do you have this in Amalek?
So
Zigram Sefer. So Ksov get la Rasasi.
When I marry her,
when I'm machnas her, meaning when I
do Kiddushin.
Chuppah.
Oh, all right. Chuppah, I will deliver.
So does that get valid?
All right, that get.
Why?
You finish it. The other Lugarda is in attendance to divorce her.
Okay. Well, Isha Ba'alma. So if they already have Erisin and the husband turns to a sofer and says, right from me, a get, lichshech, nestena, agarshen, I'm going to divorce her right after the chuppah, the get is?
Yeah.
Valid. If the guy says, hey, I'm dating this woman very seriously, you should know that I'm going to marry her and divorce her. So write me a get now so I don't have to go through the process later on. Right? So is that valid? No. Why is it not valid? Well, one case they already have Erisin, another case they have no relationship. So the get's no good. Why is the get no good? In Biyad Lagarsha, okay? Who cares if Biyad Lagarsha? And it's like an interesting Lamdisha question, by the way. If Kosei Bleivimto, there's a woman that he's Zakuk to do even with her, and he says, after a Machnasr, I'll divorce her. The Gemara says, a Teku.
We don't know if, like, what their status is yet. How bonded are they? So what's going on here? Why is this no good? Josh?
I don't see what you want. I'm going to say what Virgil's been asking. That the purpose of the Tsiboy and Ma is to capture the Das that they wanted to divorce his wife. And when he does, I guess it's not what
he wants. That is right. How do you know that's what I wanted to say?
Because I mean, this is the thesis we're building, like, not building up to the thesis we're going to say.
Correct. But one second, before we get to the punchline, which Josh just punched.
It's on the board already.
It's on the board already, exactly. So yeah, yes, this Gemara could support this, right? I think this is what the Rambam's saying. Read the Rambam, because Rambam does say this, Josh. I'm a little so fair. Where does the Rambam say this, by the way? Hilchos Gerushin. Where in Hilchos Gerushin? Perikimol. Halacha Vav. What's Perikimol Halacha Aleph? Lishma. So in the context of the din of Lishma Begitin, what does the Rambam say? Go ahead, Josh. I'm a little so fair.
She wasn't like considered by Gershon, like as from his perspective.
That's all I quote from the Gemara so far, right? Oh, so Ram's double Lishitasa, right? He puts in Paragimel, which is the halachas of Lishma. And this is like Gemara tucked away in Yivamos and in Beis. He says that he tucks this, he codifies this in the context of discussions of Lishma. And he says explicitly, because she's in a bas gerushin b'shas tzivoy labal nimtza shenichtav shelo l'shem gerushin. Okay, wait a second. Nichtav shelo l'shem gerushin. The get was written for this woman's divorce. Correct. So where is the not l'shem gerushin?
Definitely on the separation team, on the separation side, on the referencing camp. You have shame of Baal, shame that you put the shame of priestess. Correct? It's written the shame of Gershon, it's written for the husband, it's written for the wife. No? Romy, would you agree to that? It's written for her, it's written for him, it's written for the purpose of divorce. Now, let's go to the other side. Let's say it has to be one thing. Shame of Baal, Gershon, Yishto, Kulona. There is a sense in which I think it satisfies A. Right, it's, you're saying it's for so-and-so to divorce his wife, such and such.
But what's lacking, arguably, is that there's no way it could actually capture the husband's intention to divorce his wife because they're not married.
Can't you say that for their he's not really an issue yet?
Shanish is ish.
Yeah.
For which side? For A or for Roman numeral one? For Roman numeral one, you definitely can't.
Why can't you say that don't have like let them see what you say? Well, it's because you don't have the element of Isha yet.
She's definitely an Isha.
How can you have?
Well,
he's not a father.
Yeah, he's not a father.
So what are you trying to say? Well, it's definitely for him, it's definitely for her, it's definitely for the concept of divorce.
Like, why are you reading this as like a deficiency in the husband's das when it's probably just a deficiency in the fact that they're not in a state of marriage yet, so they don't have the factor of
you're saying you can't have full das divorce his wife.
Correct. That's how I'm looking at it. Well, like where's the das legarish? There is no marriage yet. Well, then you're already saying this. Then you're already saying the non-separation. If you're saying that L'shem Krisos means L'shem their Krisos.
Yeah.
Right, you're saying that L'shem Krisos doesn't mean L'shem the positive Gerson. It means L'shem the Gerson of these two people. Right? Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, by definition, the get is this idea of Lishma is that it's to break apart the marriage that exists. And you can't have that until the marriage is existence.
Isn't that true of A also? That's true of A, not just
B. This is a question. Zeb wants to know, could we say it of A? That's what I was asking Josh. So Josh, do you mean A or do you mean Roman numeral 1? Lishema Baal Ploni Ligareish Ishto Ploni.
Why doesn't it work for that also?
Like, right. Is that saying maybe the Rambam's point could fail on this at this level also? How could it be for for Joe to divorce his, to divorce Jane. Right? Welcome back, Kobe. Good to have you back. For Joe to divorce his wife, Jane. So Zev's wondering, maybe you can't have to divorce if they're not yet married. Correct?
Yeah. In fact, I don't, it seems like it wouldn't work for me because his thoughts kind of change when they, like when the confusion happens, or whatever, when the COVID happens, his thoughts didn't change. You're the same thoughts with Aura or whatever. At any point of this, his mental state is exactly the same.
So what do you think of Zev's point? Do you think that the idea here, the Rambam would satisfy A or only B? See, my thought is, there's certainly a sense in which you could satisfy a formulation of non-separation of ploni ligareish plonis without it actually being das to dissolve the marriage. Because you're just saying all the sober has to have in mind is for Joe to divorce Jane. So if he has in mind, he sees this couple that's, they're dating very seriously. He says, I saw them on video, like this marriage is not going to last. So they're going to get married. They're going to get divorced a year later. I'm going to get the get out now. He could say, oh, I'm writing this get, l'shem Joe to divorce Jane. There's a sense in which you could capture that.
Unless you say there's no union that exists, so you can't point to that union and say, I'm going to recorrect that union. What's the l'shem what?
It's like a failure of reference or something. Yeah. It's interesting. You could say that. I think you could say something like that. You could say that there's a... Can we see what Zev's saying?
No.
What? Zev's saying there's a way to make the Rambam work with Roman numeral 2a, which is that there's really just I'm not going to say technical because that sounds like I'm diminishing what he's saying.
Moral.
There's a failure to properly capture this word, ligarish. If you're saying ligarish, then there has to be a union to even talk about the divorce. That's the chiddush of that saying. I guess my intuition is that's a chiddush. I don't see why you can't say it's for Joe to divorce Jane. That's the lishma we have for the get. It's the reference is in the future for when they're married. But I agree. There's a way that you could formulate it your way and say, oh, ligarish is a very special term that has to be. If you go to B, I think it's a little easier to understand than a Rambam. Well, and you don't see that. So my perspective is that the husband's, you're trying to capture the husband's dissolution of the marriage. The husband can't dissolve the marriage until there's a marriage.
But the sober could.
Sober can.
I'm just saying, what's the...
What is Lashma doing?
Yeah. What do you mean?
You said before about the concept of marriage or divorce, but it would only work in 3B. So he's.
Right, Zev's counter to that, I'm just going to say it again, but Zev's counter to that is the mental state is the same. Right?
Yeah.
That's what's bothering me. Wait a second. The Baal. He's saying the Baal had the Das Ligarish here before he walked into the chuppah.
But you know that.
Well,
you know what that meant.
Right. Meaning, I think that what's happening there is that Das is inconsequential.
Why? Because
why? Something
to dissolve.
Right, something to dissolve. Like,
he's not... Your husband has messed up that.
There will be something to dissolve.
But so once they're married, then you can say he has das, like I said.
That's what you said for Ed. You said that wasn't good for Ed.
You got sneaky. That's sneaky. Yeah, let's think about this. Josh, you want to...
I think you could just say, meaning...
When you say you, you mean Zev or me?
Meaning to respond when, to that.
Zev, good.
Meaning... He had the ask before he wants to get divorced, and he sends the ask, right? And I mean, within this conception, like what the scripper does when he writes it, is like capturing that ask somehow or whatever. He's like getting the gap. Like in Akhenami, later on when he gets married, he's going to have good ask, but the ask that he captured in the gap was the bad ask, which was before the marriage.
So you're saying there's a failure of reference?
We're just meaning we just concretize the DAS that doesn't work.
There's no DAS, like, all right, there's no DAS. Like,
what's lacking in the DAS?
Well,
what's lacking in the DAS?
He doesn't know what Mare is. I'm
Mare. It's not
Mare.
He can't.
I wanted to work my first wife at DAS. And then you read it again. But you don't really
If you take out all the like things that like the terms they were hanging on, like DAS and there, all you're saying is don't the person before they marry know what it means to be divorced? Yeah, why not?
All right, so I don't think it's about knowing what it means to be divorced or knowing what it means to be married.
I would put it in
terms of there's no step toward, the husband hasn't taken a step towards dissolution of the union. Like based on that's again Zvachim, where it's like Stamisha's law obligation of Medes. And the idea of Lishma Das Ligarish is that you've taken the first step of the process towards dissolving the union. You can't do that before the union exists.
What about the concept of the Moda in general?
Yes, you could say that you're doing something against your will, but like you can't take a step in furtherance of dissolution of the marriage until you have a marriage. Now, I think there is a sense in which if Zev wants to push back, you could say, oh, but we learned no se isha menas legarsha. It's like a pigam in the chalos isha. So maybe if he's no se das legarsha, then like the das legarsh before is somehow like there is maybe.
That's
complicated already. Right? But my intuition is that when you're talking about B, to Roman numeral 2B, the husband's das to divorce his wife, which is like the decision to dissolve the union, you can't have that. You can't have a step in furtherance of dissolution of a marriage until you have a marriage. That's my... And the chiddush is that lishma is capturing that das.
What are you saying for A? If it was your intuition was the opposite, that the sofer could do it even though there is no union.
The husband could, the sofer could have das for Joe to divorce Jane before the marriage.
Right, so why is that okay? But Joe himself.
Because that's just about what mental state the sofer, like, what purpose is the sofer writing this for?
For the divorce of his couple.
For Joe to divorce Jane.
Right. Same for why Joe wants to have this written, because he wants Joe and Jane to be divorced. Just happens to be he's with Joe, but
the difference is that the sofer is just a neutral bystander trying to figure out like what intent he's supposed to have when he's writing the get. Right? So he's like, "What's the purpose of the get? Oh, it's for Joe to divorce Jane." That's different than Roman numeral 2b, which is that the engine. The kryptonite of Gerushin is the husband deciding to divorce his wife, right? He's like come to this decision that changes the stat, like whether you want to frame it in terms of like the first semester of Daito Ligarsha, right? Negrusha Saliv. That decision changes the chalos of the marriage. Like that's the changes the woman from Stamisha Lavla Gerushin Omedes to like now that you have Lishma, she's Omedes the Gerushin.
In a way that the Sofer is Das.
Yeah, how could the Sofer is Das do that? He's not he doesn't have standing. He's not a party to make a substantive change to the actual union. So when you're talking about this, Lishema Baal Ploni Lagarish Yishoplonis, it's like, oh yeah, like why can't I make this barbecue Lishem the Jets who are playing the Giants like next week on Monday night. Right. It's like, that's just like, you're just trying to like, what's the purpose of this thing? Now you might say, oh, if the future doesn't exist yet, you can't have that. Fine, but that's like a chiddush about, right? You need the union to exist for the referent of Ligarish to, like that's different than saying that what the get is supposed to capture is that the husband took this step of deciding to dissolve the union that he's in.
Right.
right? You can't take that step.
Correct. Correct. Or to put it slightly different, that the husband changed the status of the union from Stam Isha Lav Ligershin Omedes to it being Ligershin. And that's being captured now in the get through the process of Lishma. That's the, that can only exist if there's an actual marriage.
It's not a reification. It's a reification of the change in status of the union.
So, an interesting question. What they're letting me know, if the Das is constitutive of the change, then it's the same thing. Romy and then Yoni.
I know you've advanced this, but I just want to play out there that theoretically should also then create a problem for Ayrton now, meaning why could you be able to have, you know, there's also no union place or whatever it is, you know, for the two.
Yeah, there is.
There's Ayrton.
Yeah, okay. So,
well,
you think because you get divorced from Ayrton.
Yeah.
So there's a new union.
Right. Is that the response you were thinking of?
Yeah, I can't get the book, but I'm not, yeah.
Well, it's a simple thing I thought. There could be some interesting things in the Ayrton and Suin discussion. I think it's worth but yes, the Gemara says, look, there could be a step towards dissolution of the marriage in Ayrton. Because Ayrson requires a get also to.
Well, I guess that's what I'm saying. There's no problem with taking a step toward the solution of an ensuing after, meaning the implication of the Gemara that it wasn't after ensuing. So we're saying it's basically, I guess that's the question, that the change in.
There's not, you could have a change in status even from Ayrson.
Not, I mean, it's not significant enough that. You can't take a step towards the losing
Nisui
in front of
your. Right, right. Mm-hmm. It's a really interesting point you're making. I think if we, I would say, like, I bet if we zoomed in on this Sugya and Yavamos on Ninbeis, we'd want to look very carefully for, like, maybe there are still some interesting nafkamina of the fact that the Das was Ligarish from Ayrson as opposed to Ligarish from Nisuin. Right, so we want to look into that. So I definitely appreciate like the point of the question. Yoni?
Two questions. Is it that when we're thinking about that, he doesn't yet know what it's like being married to this person? Is that the concept of marriage in general? And
you said that. I didn't say that. You said
that he doesn't know what he's married to. So he can't know what he's married
to. Josh said I didn't say that.
He said that. How can you know what it means, or not what it means, but how can you know that it was?
No, so there's no step. If Das Ligarish is a step in furtherance of dissolution of the union, by definition, by hypothesis, you can't have that prior to the union.
So doesn't have anything to do with the Das and what it means to be married to the Lord?
Correct. If by Das you mean knowledge, awareness, appreciation, etc., then no.
Okay, fine. And the other question is, in terms of the Das that like he wants to get divorced from this person, for the case that we think about before that it's so fair just in like the public courtyard and see people arguing, if he heard the husband saying, like, I want to get divorced from you, even though it's not seemingly involved to the so fair, would that count with the have to offer husband?
Nope.
You know that he wants to get divorced.
He knows that the husband wants to get the has he know that the husband wants to get divorced.
Fair to say, I want to get divorced from you.
The easy answer is to say that just because you hear somebody say that they want to get divorced doesn't mean that you know they want to get divorced.
Well, what if they tell you that they want to get divorced and how would you know then?
You don't?
The tzibui would cover that one.
The tzibui would be that he instructs you to write a get to divorce his wife. Well, you know that he wants you to write a get to divorce his wife.
How is that not the same as hearing him say it? Then you're like, it's not substantial hearing him say it.
Right.
So he comes to your office and says, how can you cover that?
Well, if he tells you to write a get to divorce his wife, then you have his authorization. What are you asking?
You're saying that it's not enough if I hear a person say, I want to divorce you.
Right.
You're saying it's more if he comes to the over and says, I want to divorce you. And the reason why you didn't say it wasn't enough is because it's not full of that.
I think you're assuming that the sofer has to know that the husband wants to divorce his wife.
Well, no, the husband knows.
You're saying the sofer has to know.
A husband has to know. You know, we said before in the public courtyard, just because they're arguing doesn't mean that it's enough to see.
Right.
Or even does.
Right.
You can't make that leap. But to me, it's substantial enough. The husband himself has that one to work with.
No, it's like you overhear double fighting and you get angry.
That's different than saying I wanted to work with you. It's just like you were talking about it just exactly.
Finish thought, Romy. I'm inclined to agree with what Romy's about to say.
I think that you can imagine a situation where somebody says something that they don't need it. They wouldn't go to a dying or whatever, a sofer, and say, do this for me.
Right, there's different, right. Imagine if you gave Mises Besant every time somebody said, I'll kill you.
I know.
Yeah, but I'll make your
bed. I'm
I've not seen Paul Wegener, but
classic.
Yeah, but
never seen it.
Would you count that? It's a good movie. It's a good movie. Would have had a certain point, like he said, like I'll play it. Like sketch proof that I would actually tie it to that. But so then, would that count? Would you count the Das or not?
No. But like the Das has to be like
The Das has to be a theme.
Maybe we you're asking a good question about trying to define exactly what counts as the Das. Halachically, it does seem to be that it has to be a tzibui baal or an instruction from the baal to the sofer. Yeah. Okay. Just to give you some alternatives to the Rambam's interpretation of Yevamos Nun Beis, the Rambam took that Gemara and interpreted it as a din in Lishma. You don't have to interpret the Gemara as a din in Lishma. So I'll give you two alternatives very quickly. On page 12, you have the Kiryas Sefer, the Mabit, commenting on that Rambam. Got Ned. Ned?
Yeah.
Ned?
Yeah.
You want to read it?
Twelve.
So it's very Apisha Nifta Lishma. See, it's not clear what the Mabit is saying with this. Even though, is he trying to disagree with the Rambam that this is Lishma? Or does he just mean even though it's written for her? But notice, he says, Dichsiv, Chosav. So he makes up a drasha, or at least he makes up the application of this drasha, that Bishas Ksiva, it has to be royal in Asina. And again, so he just makes that up. And he's saying when they're not presently royally gerushin, the get is puzzled because it fails to satisfy the stricture standards of Chasa bin Asan. And it sounds like he himself is contrasting that with the Rambam's theory of Lishma. He thinks this is good Lishma. It's just bad Chasa bin Asan. So it's a different way of understanding that Gemara from the Rambam. That's fine. So maybe he thinks something like 2a, or maybe he thinks even like Roman numeral 1, that the Lishma elements could be satisfied even without capturing the Das Habal, the Gari Shishto.
What's your comment? Moshe? Isn't it a lot easier to say E Kapi Shishto?
Like that.
What?
I like that. Yeah. Just, I like that. So you're saying just, yeah, instead of a chazanah, say v'kika chishisha. You have to be married before. But I guess the problem with the psukim is that might just be a din in. You can't have gerushin until you have kedushin. It's not clear that it's a condition of the validity of the get. Whereas v'chasa v'nasan, you could say you can't have v'chasan without the v'chasa without the capacity for nasina. So maybe that's why he goes in this direction. Because we're talking about conditions for creating the get, which is the b'chasa. One other point here, one other way that the Rishonim go, you look at Tosfos Yevamos Nun Beis Mabez. He says, this Gemara assumes in Adam Makna Devar Shelo B'Liolam. But if you hold Adam Makna Devar Shelo B'Liolam, the get is kosher. So this sugya is really just about how accessible is the future for transactions. How transactable is the future? Ned? Mind reading that to us?
Yeah. We should have online get, but if you look at the Duba was not the African student, even if you can get the Archbishop, so yeah.
Venerable
Marie, the high doctor, one that were in the market, never show about the one that were not knowing how to get the other.
All right. So the thought is that if you hold Adamaka Devar Shel Be'olam, then the future is accessible enough and the get is kosher. The point is Tosus doesn't seem to reduce this to issues of Lishma. Right? Tosus thinks this is some other type of legal constraint on Kinyanim. So you have three ways of explaining this Gemara. The one that's only relevant, the one that's relevant for us is the Rambam's way. The significance of the Rambam's way of interpreting this as a din lishma is that I think it pulls us in the direction of Roman numeral 2b. Okay? Good? Come back to Rashi. So let's go back to our Sugya. So back at the bottom of page 6, as you're reading, Shimro et tagar b'neim lo yomar harini kosev kol aget. Correct? So the chiddush I'm just pointing out in Rashi is that even though, like that Rambam case of lichisha echna sena agar shena, you may have over here not only Roman numeral 1, krisos, l'shem krisos, separately l'shem isha, separately l'shem abal, you may even have Roman numeral 2a, which is l'shem abal l'garish isha flonis. In this case, where you see them fighting and you forecast their divorce, you may have all those things jointly together. Correct? Why are you shaking your head?
Everyone thinks that you need das about it. I don't understand what's formulated.
As it did in Lishma?
Okay, fine. So he's not saying that's what I'm trying to point out, or there's Rashi not saying there's a Daran and then Lishma.
You're saying Chavav is not about Lishma? Tzarech laniach makom ha'ish, makom ha'isha, makom hazman. See, the Gemara seems to think that it's Adin Lishma, no?
Rashi is the one that adds the agar b'neim. Without Rashi, you might just think it's l'shem ha'ish.
What do you mean, l'shem ha'ish?
You mean, as far as just reading the Gemara without Rashi, you might just think that this is a din, and you know, that first circle over there, he took plus he shot plus Paul.
Right.
No. I mean, the idea that you can pre-write, I mean, according to another comment, I don't know where the Shema necessarily falls in here.
So we'll see. I mean, the Gemara assumes that this is about Lishma.
So the Machlok, that Machlok is on River and Lazar, and that's about Lishma. Meaning, the reason why it doesn't allow you to do it, write the book, feels like it is about Lishma. But it's written on Rashi's commentating on Sari Shi and Yapakwaish.
Right.
You can write the Torah base and then you just can't write the Torah.
Correct. Why can't you write the Torah? So let's see.
No, but okay.
I don't say your issue.
Where do you get Lishma? Where does Lishma
come from? I'm assuming this is about Lishma, correct.
That's what I'm saying. Okay.
Right. And you're saying maybe this part of the first part of the mission is not about Lishma. Is that your point?
Yeah.
Right, so let's see. We'll see that. I mean, I think it's uncontroversial about Lishma.
I think he proved me wrong.
What?
He proved me wrong.
Yeah, read the first line of the Gemara.
Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Asari Shidei HaHaf Makom Hareya Vidras Kom Zemagra Lazri Damar Yehuda Sirakar Tivayin Lishma.
Now, The Gemara here says that this discussion of the Mishnah is lav dafka. Because what did the Mishnah omit? According to the Tanakhama? Well, Harei Amateres L'Chaladam also has to be written Lishma. Why? Because Rashi says that is Ikru shall get. Correct? Now, I could take it, Ezra, you would say that Uba'inan Ksiva Lishma, that's just about Harem Mitarz Tchaladam, but it's a separate consideration from Shema Ish, Shema Isha?
I'm not sure enough. I may have gotten
I may have got you. Yeah, I agree. I may have got you, meaning you could say that even when the Gemara is attributing to the Tanakhama the requirement of leaving out our Imitar Sechaladam because of Lishma, that's uniquely for our Imitar Sechaladam. I think the Pasha Pshat is that it's all been in Lishma. So I probably got you.
Okay. The Rashi supports the theory of non-separation.
What?
The Rashi supports the theory of non-separation.
That earlier Rashi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm okay. Hard to like know how she does Rashi.
That's fine. That's fine. Okay, now so what the Gemara then goes on. The Gemara says, Mipnei HaTakana. So what's the Mipnei HaTakana? So here we have a few different views. Let me just say one more thing on this Ikra Shel Get point that Harei Matez Chaladim also has to be Lishma. So based off our discussion of Hedein Dehav Alichi Minoi, there's also some discussion whether that clause, according to Rabbi Yehuda, has to be in Lishma as well. Anybody see that discussion in the Ran? Now, so if you look here, skip ahead for a second to page 10. See the Ran that I'm highlighting? Yoni, you want to read this Ran? Ran and Darm Dafe. It's on the Sigya, the Yadayim Shem Achicha Sigya and Adarm. Look what he says. V'haydu l'amr hasam begitin.
V'haydu l'amr hasam begitin. V'tzara shenyach makam v'tein. Shendilo v'ayin v'yashek.
Hasa.
Hasa.
Yeah, so basically the Gemara, our sugya didn't start saying, oh, you also have to leave the Makom B'din, because the Gemara didn't want to get into the weeds of the Machlokas between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda, whether you have to write B'din. V'nakar Aliba. Yeah, he's just saying, look, the Gemara is not going to start bothering you in each case with all the subtleties of... But it's telling you the din. The din is that the Iker I get has to be written Lishma. Everybody agrees that Harei Matez Chaladim is Iker Shel Get. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, which happens maybe the way we paskin at the din and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the din that Havalichim Minoi Sefer Truchen has to be written Lishma as well. Because that also counts as the Iker I get. Okay. So there's these key elements of the get that have to be written Lishma. Our Gemara on Chavav tells us at least Harei Matez Chaladim. The Ran tells us who had din, the din that Havalichim Minoi, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so Mibnei HaTakana. So now, Ezra, take us back to Mibnei HaTakana Chavav Meralek, back to page 7.
You're saying that it was a kula, the Takana comes as a kula, that because of, normally you wouldn't even give out Mina Din, you can't even write it to face, but because of soap, you make it easier on them,
okay, so Mibnei HaTakana, you should have had to have written the entire get Lishma. Lishma, how do I know Lishma? Well, Rashi says Lishma. Mibnei HaTakana says Sofer. Look at this, Ezra. So you can see Rashi thinks it's all about Lishma.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You don't find Rashi, she doesn't know
Lishma. Okay, Rashi everywhere says that this is about Lishma, right? Which is bad for your point earlier. Right.
And he was commenting on the mission, that's why I asked.
Okay. So Mikra Din, the whole get should have had to have been written Lishma, because the Ksiv has to be Lishma. But Din Hu Dafilu Tofes Nami Lo Lichtov. But we are Mikil, why? Mishum Takana Sofrim Shar Rabbanan. So the Tanakama is really a Kula. The Takana is a Kula. We're Mikil on the Din of Lishma to help out the Sofrim. Yes, Ezra?
Yeah.
Okay. Now we have another day on the Gemara who reads the Takana differently. So let's look at the Gemara. Look at the Gemara in Chavav Mabes. Reb Shabtai Omer, bottom of page 7. That's what the Gemara picks up in the discussion about what exactly is Takana in the Mishnah. So what's Reb Shabtai Shita?
It's to avoid like fighting because really, if you're not eating, you can write even a Torah.
So if you hold it like our Mary, the Chasima Karti, you can write the whole get Shalol Lishma. All you need is the Chasima Seidim Lishma.
But there are times where the Sofer is going to be writing and he's going to say like the names.
their names, and the woman's going to hear, and this might think that the man was writing it for her, and she's going to, they're going to fight.
Right. So maybe the sofer will put their names in. The woman will get, will hear about it, and she'll think that the husband is plotting to divorce her. Correct?
Yeah.
And that's going to cause fight. That's like a bit of a strange takana. No? You're just worried that the sofer will put in a couple's name, and then like that'll generate gossip, and then the wife's going to think that, like, she'll think that the husband's getting ready to divorce her. So they made a special takana that even though Mikra Adin is totally kosher to write a get with the names in advance, it shouldn't be done lest that get, you know, get out, somebody sees it. Just a public policy takana. Make sense, Benji?
I think so. Especially when we have all these other things trying to prevent divorces.
Yeah, exactly. Why add fuel to the fire here? This is the second rendering of what the takana is. I think the more interesting one is of Chizda. Top of page 8. So there are two, the third interpretation is Mishim Takana Sagunos.
You can understand it right according to both Replazer and the mayor. According to the mayor, it's a Sima Karzi, right? That really, even the court is right. It's in Dabba Dikata.
So what's the concern here?
He's going to be like angry with her. We find him will be angry with her, and he's going to throw her again. And this lashon of mehayin doesn't make sense. Like
it
doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense. So Mar was just confused today.
No, I mean it's not a case of classic case of a guna.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. Right.
He lived in the rent book.
Something. We don't want her to be in a suffix case.
It says that, like, yeah, that basically it could be a case of carbo, carbo.
Clever.
I mean, that's, yeah.
Right.
A house too.
Clever and complicated. But talking about the case in the Gemara itself, the case in the Gemara is very important. Zimnin de Havalik Tata Bahada.
He's going to be fighting, he's going to be angry, he's going to throw her again, and not even.
So, what's the concern here? The concern here is that if you allow. What?
Maybe he'll
meaning that even according to our mayor, who thinks Edechasim Makarti, correct? And then from Yikar Adin, you could write a get Shalol Lishma, and you could have the names in there. Our mayor himself acknowledges that there has to be a way to slow down the divorce procedure. You don't have it automatically by Lishma, because he doesn't require Lishma for Ksivas Aget. So you have to artificially slow down the divorce process. How do you do that? You have an ipnei takana that you forbid sofrim from writing gittin with the names of the couple. Because if you allow them to have the names in there, then it's super easy for a husband to divorce his wife. He'll get into a little fight. He'll have a get written out. He'll have Adam sign on the spot. He'll toss her again and she'll be divorced. Did you all read the Gemara that way?
Would you call that lishma, or would you say it's just a... Like, I think you could just say, Rabbi Meir thinks like Lishma's main job is just to slow down the divorce. And that's, but it sounds like you're saying that he doesn't necessarily think this is Lishma. It's just,
well, because your Meir thinks Edi Chasima Karti, which means that Maker at the end of the Torah doesn't have to be written Lishma.
Yeah.
So Lishma itself is not slowing it down. So you have to have a takana that prohibits Sofrim from having the names written in there.
So he's like, not in line with like the year we saw in this.
Correct. It's a parallel point.
Yeah.
Or you might say, like, this almost reflects what Lishma does for Rabbi Lazar who holds it in Mesira Karti. And it's only if you don't require Lishma for Ksiva, then you have to artificially slow it down with something else.
Why are you saying Lishma Darabon?
Well,
maybe that's a kind of easy.
You could put it that way. Yeah, it's just not Mikra Din.
Right.
Right. Takana, you're suggesting that it's a takana that get has to be in Lishma.
Nothing really changes anything.
Yeah. Whether you formulate it my way or
Zeb's
way. But I agree with Josh's point that the Zarak le Niela Uma'agin Umosiva, the term Ma'agin there is very strange. Because here it sounds like you're chaining her or locking her outside of marriage, right? Not in the marriage. So the idea is that you're casting her out too frivolously. Let's get the last view out there. So then the other interpretation of Takana Sagunos.
Laser, some are even circumcised within the fifth of his time of silver, and really you can't write the place. Is in dividing the middle of the rest of the Lasha, some Shari Klaw, the Adam Hagin and Motiva. Unless you.
It's funny. So we're saying, according to Rabbi Elazar, that you have to have Siva Lishma. Well, it's so hard to get divorced that we're now worried that the husband, if he wants to leave his wife, he's going to leave her. He's not even going to be able to go through the divorce process because he can't find the sofer. Right. So we actually have to, if they that kind of sagunos, be makil and do away with the requirement of writing the entire get Lishma and limit the Lishma requirement specifically to the Torah. As you can see, the Gemara here is trying to find like a sweet spot where the get is sufficiently hard, but not too hard, not too difficult. And so Rabbi Meir, who's very makil on Lishma, he thinks just in Chasima, he has to artificially be machmir to slow it down. And Rabbi Lazar, who Meir again is very machmir and thinks that the get process, you know, you have to find a sofer to the whole thing from the start, he has to be makil and cut out Lishma for the Tophis, I guess. As you're on the last word on this.
Yeah, well, I'm understanding that you think when Rabbi Lazar, how can you like just think, like if you really think there's this din of the Shema and you need it by Sina, how can you just be like, say, well, because it's kind of, you don't write the Tophis of Shema?
Yeah. So you'll see that the sense that I get from the Gemara is that he thinks Maker Adin really is just the Torah that has to be Lishma. Gazrinan, Torah, Toface Atu Torah.
Right, did you see also that someone said that Erisa?
Yeah, that's that, right.
Right, Rashi does it, and that's like a different. Do you think that? I don't understand.
It's a much bigger Chiddush. Yeah, we'll talk about it. So we'll talk about that next year. All right, Shkach, everyone. We'll pick up a discussion of. Yeah, we'll pick up this discussion in our next year.
I'm not what's up. I'm here. I don't know. Maybe it's a long day. I don't have to do this.